Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine Friday said its investigators had confirmed thousands more civilian casualties in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, including 21 people killed by Russian forces in executions or individual attacks. At a news conference in Kyiv Friday, mission head Matilda Bogner detailed how at least 5,987 civilians had been killed or injured between August 1st of 2022 and January 31st of 2023, a number she said was likely to be a significant underestimate since it only covered those cases the investigators were able to verify. The report also covered the treatment of prisoners of war by both sides in the conflict. Bogner said Ukraine provided the mission with unimpeded confidential access to official places of internment of Russian prisoners of war, while the Russian Federation did not. She said, however, they were able to carry out confidential interviews with Ukrainian POWs upon their release.
The number of documented cases of torture and ill treatment during internment in penitentiary facilities is shocking. More than 84% endured such mistreatment. Penitentiary staff subjected prisoners of war to so-called welcome beatings upon their arrival, beat and electrocuted them regularly during inspections in cells and while walking them around the facilities. Members of the Russian Federal Penitentiary Services and those in charge of many places of internment in Russian-occupied territory systematically engaged in such practices against prisoners of war.
Bogner called on both sides in the conflict to ensure full compliance with international humanitarian law. In the latest news regarding fighting in Ukraine, officials in Kyiv say long-range Russian artillery bombardments have killed at least 10 civilians and wounded 20 others in several parts of Ukraine Friday. This is VOA News. A poll of global attitudes regarding Russia's war on Ukraine suggests the West has regained its unity and a sense of purpose following the invasion. The survey, conducted across 15 countries in December and January, shows markedly different attitudes in non-Western nations, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Most Western leaders have rallied behind Ukraine in the face of Russia's invasion, and they have warned of the threat posed by Moscow. The poll by the European Council on Foreign Relations suggests citizens in these countries largely agree. The same poll conducted in China, India and Turkey gave very different answers. In these countries, majorities favoured a quick end to the war, even if Ukraine has to concede territory. Susie Dennison is a co-author of the report.
You have strong majorities that say Russia is either an ally or a necessary partner. They see a world of multipolarity in which they are going to have to form pragmatic, relatively interest-based alliances.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are meeting in Canada Friday for wide-ranging talks that are expected to include the 13-month-old war in Ukraine, military spending, shared concerns about China's aggressiveness, and violence and political instability in Haiti. The two leaders are also expected to announce Friday an agreement aimed to stem the flow of asylum seekers at unofficial border crossings from the U.S. to Canada. The visit is Biden's first to Canada as president, and during a photo opportunity before their formal talks began, Biden said the U.S. is fortunate to have a neighbor like Canada.
The one great thing, and I tell other world leaders I meet with when they ask about the geopolitical circumstances of the world, I said, we're lucky. We have Canada to our north. Share these values. All the values are the same. We disagree in degree on things occasionally, but there's no fundamental difference in the democratic values we share. And it really makes a big difference. I think we're gonna get a lot done today.
Biden and Trudeau were expected to hold a joint news conference Friday before the president was to deliver a speech to the Canadian Parliament. The Rwandan government has commuted the prison sentence of Paul Rusesabagina, nearly 3 years after he was captured and detained. Rusesabagina was once a hotel manager in Rwanda's capital, Kigali, and is credited with saving hundreds of lives during the country's 1994 genocide. His actions inspired the Hollywood film Hotel Rwanda. A statement from the Rwandan Ministry of Justice said sentences for several individuals, including Rusesabagina, have been commuted by presidential order after consideration of the request for clemency. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.